there's a lot of people that are against this ban, animal welfare enthusiasts, the general public of Ireland, dog owners, because to be honest, like what everybody is saying, through research shown in the UK, these bans are not working. Breed-specific legislation doesn't work. There's been a 9% increase in dog bites in the UK since it's, the XL Bully ban has been brought into the UK. So this is not going to protect public safety. So the protest was fantastic to raise awareness that all dogs can bite. The XL Bully dog just has been sensationalised in the media. There's been so many other dog attacks by other breeds of dogs that haven't been brought to the attention of the media. And the protests and all the work behind the scenes by the amazing organisations and rescue centres and the tireless work that they have put into it, this has helped to push the rehoming of dogs to the 1st of February from the 1st of October. Otherwise, they, unfortunately, we're looking at being euthanised from today. So, yeah, the protests and all the work behind the scenes, thankfully, has given those dogs that are in rescues and shelters the chance at being rehomed.
And what kind of a position will this ban that's incoming put XL Bully owners like yourself, what kind of a position will that leave you in?
It's kind of difficult for people who are not sure what to do with regard to following the guidelines, because it is a very subjective way of identifying an XL Bully. So, for example, all the dog wardens were meant to do training, but however, it wasn't mandatory to identify an XL Bully. But therefore, if any dog reaches the criteria of what they're saying an XL Bully type dog is, then any dog is at risk. For example, if you have a dog that's a female and it's 19 inches, has a big head and a muscular physique, 20 inches for a male, then that dog, if it is not registered, that could be at risk of being taken by a dog warden and being euthanised, which is very, very sad. And I've been it's come to my knowledge that the law over here, it will be that if you don't have a certificate of exemption for your dog, then I don't think there's meant to be an appeals process, whereas in the UK there is an appeals process. You can bring it to the High Court and you can provide evidence that, you know, your dog has been to a behaviourist and that it is perfectly sound behaviour-wise.